Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
It's good to be with you again this morning. If you've got your Bibles, if you'd like to open them to Hebrews 11, because that's what I'm going to be concentrating on today. In the news sheet this week, Jill wrote about what she'd been speaking to you about last weekend. And she reminded us of Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. And last week you heard about faithful Abraham, who wasn't just living for the day, but his whole life was a pilgrimage, accepting that there were better things ahead for him because God had told him that. He hung on to the promise. He believed and accepted there were better things ahead because he'd told him so. And today our passage from Hebrews talks to us more about faith. Hebrews 11 verse 29. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. And if you look back in the Old Testament to Exodus 14, you will find the passage that that refers to. The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt for years, and Moses went to Pharaoh and asked to let the people go. And obviously Pharaoh was reluctant to lose all of his slave labour. But with a little bit of persuasion in the form of those 10 plagues, and with that last plague being the death of the firstborn, Pharaoh agreed to let the people go. So Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. But actually, do you know, the people he led out of Egypt were a grumbling and moaning group of people. And they started to moan to Moses. Wasn't it better when we were back in Egypt? At least we had food to eat. At least we knew what was going on. What's going to happen to us now? And we also read in Exodus that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And Pharaoh changed his mind about letting the people go. And he chased after them. You can read this in Exodus 14. So in Exodus 14 verse 11. The Israelites said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. But Moses stood firm. You see, he had faith in what God had promised. And he said, don't be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. Moses stood firm in the promise. And then in verse 21, we hear, he stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind. And he turned it into dry land. And the Israelites walked over. I was thinking what it must have been like to be one of those Israelites. To be so scared, to have had your years in slavery, to have the Egyptians still chasing you, to see the sea before you, to then see that sea part and be told, walk across. What do you mean I'm going to walk on that? That sea there, that water could just come down upon me. But every one of those Israelites did it. Everyone stepped out in faith. And they crossed and they got to the other side. I wonder how many of you have been up to top of Spinnaker Tower. And you see the glass floor in the Spinnaker Tower. And how many of you have seen people walking on it and have looked over the railing and looked down and think, I can't walk on that. What if it gives way and what if it gives way under my weight and I fall? Yet hundreds of people have walked across it. and have you gingerly stepped on it with fear and trembling, and then get to the other side? I've been there with groups of children, and I've had some who've been so scared they haven't done it, and others just fly across it, others pretend they're swimming across it. And recently we took the boys up to the London Aquarium. And I don't know if you've been to the London Aquarium, but when you go into the London Aquarium, there is a glass floor to walk over. And you have to walk over the glass floor to get into the aquarium. This glass floor is over the shark tank. Jack loves sharks, but as we stood there, he went, I can't do it, I'm scared. What if I fall in? Even though thousands of people a day do it. It's by faith, isn't it? We need to step out by faith. So that was the Israelites walking over the sea. And we know when the Egyptians went and walked in the sea, what happened? The sea came back over them and they were all killed. So actually, God's words were true when he said, you will not see those Egyptians again. Then back into Hebrews, who do we have next after we've had Moses and the Israelites? Then get in verse 30. By faith the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched round them for 7 days. This is a story from Joshua 6, when God told Joshua some really strange instructions to follow to take the city of Jericho. Joshua, what I want you to do is walk around the city once a day for 6 days. And on the 7th day, I want you to march around it 7 times, blowing your trumpets. Joshua must have thought, what on earth? I've got to go and tell my army leaders this is what we're doing. They're going to think I've gone mad. But actually, that's exactly what they did. Joshua got the army and he got the priests together and they carried the Ark of the Covenant around the city. And on the 7th day, they walked 7 times. And they must have endured taunts and shouting from people in the city. All you're doing is walking. Not got the strength to come and take us on then? But they didn't shout back. They did what they were told. The 7th day they walked 7 times and the walls fell and were destroyed. Every living thing in the city except Rahab the prostitute and her family. And why had she been saved? She'd been saved because in faith she had supported the spies when they came to spy the land. I was imagining I was one of the soldiers walking round the city walls. Am I really trained just to walk around a city and do nothing? I'm trained to fight. Come on, Joshua, we're going to take Jericho. We've got them. But no, the priests and the soldiers stepped out in faith and the walls fell. Recently, I've been rereading a book called I Dare to Call Him Father by Bilqis Sheikh, who was a Pakistani Muslim woman who converted to Christianity after reading the Bible. And as I've been reading, I've been struck by how many times she stepped out in faith to follow God's call. Pakistani woman in 1966, professing to be a Christian, she put herself and her family in a really difficult position. In a Muslim state, saying you've converted from Islam to Christianity. Her family would have been within their rights in Muslim law, Islamic law, to kill her. And there were all sorts of death threats over her family. But she remained and she put her trust in God. And one of her prayers was to say, God, either protect me or give me the strength to endure what's coming. And she did have all sorts of death threats. And in the early 70s, she moved to America. She thought she was going for 4 months, but actually stayed there until 1987. when she returned to Pakistan to live closer to her family for the last 10 years of her life. And to me, she's a real example of how an ordinary person can live by faith. God spoke to her clearly. She listened to his voice and she always tried to do his will. And as you read her books, there's times when she tried to do it her own way. And she then said, every time I felt God's presence go away from me. And I knew I had to come back and say, sorry, God, I will do it your way. I want to live in your presence. And the writer of Hebrews lists other heroes of faith he could have spoken about. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets. I'm sure you know about lots of those. I'm not sure if you know as much about Jephthah as you do about some of the others. But you can read about Jephthah in Judges 11. And just be careful what promises you make for God. Jephthah lost his daughter because of the promise that he made to God. Hebrews 11:29, these were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us. God had planned something better for us, and only together would they be made perfect. And then I love the way our reading today goes into chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 1 starts with, therefore. And I'm so pleased we haven't got that chapter break, because you know what we need to do, don't you, every time we see a therefore in the Bible. We have to say to ourselves, what is it there for? And we know, because we've heard it about the people of faith. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance a race marked out for us. Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I just want to read those few verses in the Message. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished the race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there, in the place of honour, right alongside God. When you find yourself flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item. That long litany of hostility he ploughed through, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. And what's your response to this? Are you living your life keeping your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith? Keeping your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished the race we're in. And he who put up with anything along the way, cross, persecution, shame. Are we prepared to put up with anything along the way to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus? So that at the end, we get to that finish line. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.